Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Today's show is on tinctures and liniments. Learning to make tinctures and liniments is a useful way to preserve and keep your herbs strong and healthy, as you're saving money by. And not only is this a great way to save money, but it's also a great way to get exercise if you're out there harvesting your own plants to make your salves, tinctures, and liniments. Now let's take a look at what supplies we're going to need for making our tinctures and liniments. Okay, we're going to need, are you ready? We're going to need your clean glass jars with your tight-fitting lids. Now, any jar size that you want. You can have the smaller ones, medium, large, any size you want, depending on how large, how much, what the mass is that you're going to make. Now, you're also going to need masking tape and a marker for labeling your jars. Pen, paper, pencil, any way you do it. Now, we're going to want some herbs. Now, whether you went out there and gathered them yourself, and you could have gathered these last year, and they're ready to go, you dried them. These could be fresh as well, or they could be things that you had ordered or your friends have given you. So you're going to need your dried herbs, and you always want the high quality, the freshest, the most potent. You can grow your own, right? The local herb store or reputable online herb store. So you're also going to need a strainer, and that's going to be of your choice. Now, what else you're going to need is some oil. You need to decide what kind of oil or alcohol or glycerin or vinegar you want to do to make this tincture. What they mostly do is alcohol, glycerin, or vinegar. So you can decide. Alcohol is the most important. I mean potent, not important. Alcohol is the most potent, and because it extracts the fats, the resins, the alkaloids, the waxes. But I don't really use alcohol in mine. I like the more natural. So they also have vinegar. Vinegar is not as strong as alcohol, and it doesn't break it down as much as alcohol does. But you still get a really good, high effective tincture from this. And this is recommended for tonic tinctures for strengthening and building the system over time. And this is something that you just kind of boost your own system. Vinegars such as apple cider, those are beneficial for our bodies overall. So that's also going to be beneficial for your tincture. Now, glycerin, we talked about that for a second. It is found in both animals and plant oils. In making it ideal for children's tincture, this is fabulous for. It's a good substitute for making tinctures for people who can't drink alcohol or just don't really want the alcohol in their salves, their tinctures, their liniments. And how you do that is 4 parts water to 1 part glycerin is recommended. And it doesn't have to sit on the shelf as long because it doesn't have as long as a shelf life as the alcohol would. But that's when you go in and you decide how big of a jar that you want to make. So we're making our liniments. Now, are you ready? You have your herbs together. We're going to chop them up, break them down, really bust them together. You can actually even use, one of the bowls and the little rocks and crush them, chop them, scissor them, anything you like. Sometimes we have the modern day coffee grinders to just really chop up our herbs. any way you want. Now, if you do it really powdery, this is going to make it harder to strain out later. It's going to kind of be stuck in there like a paste. So that's kind of an idea to keep in mind. We're going to pour our oil over our herbs until they're completely covered. And after we do that, we're going to seal the jar tightly and make sure you label it, because you're going to think, oh, I'll remember this. This is for muscles, or this is for hair, or this is for my skin, my face. And then days later, you don't remember which one is which. So make sure that you label it. And also put what herbs you have in there, because you will forget that too. You think, oh, I'll remember it. But you won't. Trust me. You will absolutely forget all of this, because I thought I would remember every time, and there's jars that I have that I'm not sure. They kind of look similar to some things, and who knows, right? And what I end up doing with those little ones is I end up making an overall skin conditioner. So now back to us. We are 4 to 8 weeks. This is how long you're going to let it sit there. And remember to give your prayers, your thanks, your good wishes, your glory to the divine as you're making this. Because what we want is we want the health and the goodness and the love of life and energy and everything that go into your product that you're making. Now, after your 4 to 8 weeks, deciding how long, not less than 4 weeks though, okay? Now it's time to strain your tinctures and your liniments. And you want to put them in a real dark bottle after they're done and they're ready. So make sure that your first bottle can be glass, clear glass. But what you want to store them in is you want to just store it in these dark amber glasses, because that is going to keep it the longest. And also in a cool area, shaded area, because that is the best. And don't forget to date your ingredients, your dosage, and what oils you used, or what alcohol, vinegar, glycerin, what you use. And make sure you put external use only on these, because you don't want somebody to come in and try to drink it or think that they're going to heal themselves with this. Because as we do, we only make things for certain reasons. And when they're made for that, that's what they're for. Can try out a couple of good recipes that I found. I have foggy brain from a Lyme tick bite. So I found a brain tonic, right? Blueberries are really good for memory. Peppermint's really good for memory. Rosemary. So what I would do for my little brain tonic is I would one part peppermint, half rosemary or sage, one part golden seal, and one part comfy. And I would honestly throw in a little bit skullcap too. Now, I'm going to try to relax my brain, and I want to try to stimulate it, because I need my stress level down, so I'm not trying to overthink, but I also need my brain stimulated so that I can think, if that makes sense. So those are some ideas. You can do something yourself. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbin'.